Hey everyone, welcome to Russ Walsh's popular radio program. Now I know what you're all saying. You're all saying, Ross, it's us, your fan base. We all sound like this combined. I did the science. I'm a scientist. I'm a science man. I know this. And you haven't updated in a while, which is to say, one day. Well, folks, that's where the ugly truth, reality, more like realibites. Get it? Has reared its ugly head. The fact of the matter is that real life sometimes wants to invade my podcast zone, which all you are existing in right now, in my think space. And, you know, I'm running out of space and time to do these things, so I'm scaling back. It's 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But I promise that each one will be better than ever now. I'll be ranting about stupider things, I'll be talking with stupider people, I can finish sentences without making pauses, yeah, and, it's time for me to rant, because this is Russ Rants, this is the part where I rant. What a horrible segment name. If somebody could think of a better segment name, Twitter it to me. Like Russ Review? Like R-E-V-U? Doesn't matter. Just do it later at a later point. What I need to talk to you all today is something that really depresses me. And, you know, I don't want to spoil your day, but I don't want you all living in blissful ignorance. That's not what Russ Walsh does. He doesn't let you allow to live in your safety zone. This may ruin something special for you, but I'm hoping one day I inspire you all to fix this problem. The fact of the matter is, sharks are cool. Sharks are cool. We can all agree on this. They have rows of razor sharp teeth. They can sense electrical currents. They're beautiful. They swim quickly. They can smell blood from miles away. They rule the seas, except for dolphins. But dolphins are fucking stupid. No, what's wrong is that sharks have reached their pinnacle years ago, and the pinnacle's name is Megalodon. But Russ, they're all pretty good still, yeah. But it's like, you know, you can't get any better. Better was a couple million years ago. As we stand now on this fertile ground, yeah, sharks aren't a part of this fertile ground, because their seeds were sown, they died, the Megalodons died, and we're stuck with whatever we have left over. And don't get me wrong, what we have left over is perfectly fine. But it's not like, it's like ordering, you know, it's like eating leftovers compared to the original fresh meal. Like, as good as it is, as much as you try to reheat it and rehash it, it ain't gonna be as good. Megalodons were badass. They were giant. They did everything normal sharks do, but they also ate more badass things, like plesiosaurs or something, I don't know. And they ate anything and everyone. And they didn't eat any, like, this bullcrap like boots. They straight up ate anything, but they didn't eat any crappy boots or clocks or anything. They were the best. They were the best. And now here we are, stuck with great whites that eat tires and complain and kill less things than tiger sharks. Because tiger sharks are bullfuckers. They're just stupid. They suck, and they kill more than the other sharks. I mean, I don't want to depress anybody, but it's like Queen. Like, you could go to a Queen concert and enjoy it a lot today, but, like, you know that Freddy's not there. I mean, they may try to be retaining the spirit of Freddy, but guess what? He's gone. He's gone. Gone, 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 gone. Accept it. Sharks, keep your week. It's fine. You can have it. Just I feel bad. And you could apply the same argument to birds and dinosaurs. But the fact of the matter is, birds are pretty sweet still, and they have room to improve. Imagine if one day you're just walking around and there's flying velociraptors. That's pretty badass. Sharks don't have that option. They don't. Don't even get me started about sharktopus. That is wildly incorrect. If that did happen, it's not going to happen. The fact of the matter is, I'm sorry, sharks. I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry for you. I don't know. If somebody invents a better shark, I'll be amazed. But until then, this is Russ Walsh's popular radio program. Goodbye.